A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodore's, number 17. With reference to the perfect mortification of the passions, St. Paul says, "They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh together with the passions and desires." Galatians 5:24. For when we mortify the passions, utterly destroy desires, and subjugate the will of the flesh to the spirit, we take up the cross and follow Christ. Matthew 16:24. For withdrawal from the world is nothing else but the mortification of the passions and the manifestation of the life that is hidden in Christ. Colossians 3:3-4. The text of the Holy Fathers remind us again and again that Christianity is an ascetic religion. The fulfillment of the gospel is not possible without entering into an ascetic way of life, which removes sinful passions and therefore makes the heart free to follow Christ. Any other approach to Christianity may bring intellectual or emotional pleasure, but it cannot change a person's heart. This is also the reason why various evangelistic efforts fail, which do not lead a person to get on this ascetic path. On the other hand, people who follow the gospel commandments, mortify their passions, and grow in virtues bring whole multitudes to Christ. Priest Anthony, who administers the parish in the city of Tucson, Arizona, after the death of Elder Ephraim of Arizona, said it nicely. This Greek monk founded 19 monasteries in the North America in a short time and filled them with young monastic vocations. And Father Anthony wrote, "We American bishops and priests have tried for 70 years to attract people to the church through festivals and other entertainment events. And so we prepared holidays and celebrations. We hosted people with food, drinks, and entertainment. We have forgotten prayer, confession, and everything that is the spiritual tradition of our church. We even abandoned the idea of founding monasteries because we thought that they were not necessary and that they had nothing to offer our church." And then this little monk came without any secular education, any theological degrees, without innovative and great programs, which we had in abundance, and reminded us of the most important thing, our spiritual tradition. He did not call for dancing and entertainment, but for fasting and vigil hours in prayer. And the people answered his call, came to this elder, and supported him. The number of those who came to the elder Ephraim cannot be described. America, looking for a solution to the deadlock in which consumerism and slavery to material things had brought it, discovered the true and intact spiritual tradition of Christianity. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.